they themselves would have grown faint, period. Sharp, pungent words were spoken, period. Editorials in Pentecostal papers dripped with vitriol, period. Prophecies foretold the ruin of these men who had dared place restrictions on the moving of the Holy Spirit, period. Soon, however, some of these chanted their opposition, while other leaders praised the new church as a move from God. News of thanksgiving for the new move poured into the headquarters offices of the Assemblies of God from many of the Pentecostal centers across the country, period. New paragraph. D.W. Kerr, comma, then of Cleveland, comma, Ohio, comma, and one whose name is still revered among us, could well have summed up the attitude of many brethren when he wrote in a private letter to E.N. Bell, quotation mark, I am glad steps are being taken, comma, looking forward to a better understanding among all Pentecostal people, period. I have been notified through Brother Leonard of Findlay of my selection to act on the council, which I have consented to do. At this point, place three dots to indicate an omission. We should meet at the council to go over the situation more thoroughly as a body and agree as to the methods of procedure in bringing this project clearly before the entire constituency. Place three dots here. Cooperation without ecclesiastical centralization has been the line of truth. Three dots. Which I have been advocating. Three dots. Organic cooperation and sympathetic relationship needs to be recognized and preached. Three dots. Between the members of the body of Christ and between assemblies of the same faith, period. One essential thing, comma, in order to bring about this unity among Pentecostal saints is the calling of conventions in different sections and districts of the states and Canada, and the taking up of the questions which were considered at the Hot Springs Convention in April. Close quotation, period. New paragraph. This latter suggestion of Brother Kerr seems to have been in the individual agenda of all, for in succeeding issues of the official argument, many reports of the founding of state and district councils almost overnight are listed, period. This was well expressed and interpreted by J. Roswell Flower in the Christian Evangel of August 22, 1914, when after announcing the establishment of the Texas District Council at Bertram, B-E-R-T-R-U-M, Texas, on July 25, 1914, he adds, quotation mark, what does all this mean, question mark? It means that Pentecostal people as a whole are tired of individualism and that they are rapidly coming to the place of recognizing the body of Christ and are endeavoring to have real Bible order and to find their place in that body come. That the whole body may build itself and strengthen itself according to the scriptures. Three dots, close quotation marks, and begin new paragraph. Like any other infant organization, the Assemblies of God started on a small scale. In the seats of responsibility and authority were two men whose influence and direction of affairs are still being felt today, period. As chairman, the convention had selected a former Baptist minister, period. Endorsed, E-N-D-O-R-U-S, in B-E-L-L, endorsed in Bell, had been born June 27, 1866, period. Although orphaned at 2 years by the death of his father, he succeeded in getting his education at the John B. Stetson, S-T-E-T-S-O-N, College in Deland, Florida, B-E-L-A-N-D, comma, the Baptist Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and 3 years at Chicago University, through which, although late in life, he had earned a coveted Bachelor of Divinity degree, period. Ordained to the Baptist ministry, comma, he received the Holy Spirit July 18, 1908, at Pastor William Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M, Postavius, Old North Avenue Mission in Chicago, period. He remained a pastor of the Baptist Church in Fort Worth for one more year, and then took over the Pentecostal Church at Malvern, Arkansas, where he remained for 5 years, period. While there, about 1910, he began publishing The Apostolic Faith, which he later merged into The Word and Witness, by which he had issued the call for a general council in 1914, period. To this supremely godly man had been entrusted the leadership of the new church, period, new paragraph. Working hand in glove with him was a comparatively young man who, in the providence of God, is still in a place of vital leadership today, comma, J. Roswell Flower, period. Born in Canada in June of 1888, he had moved with his family to Zion, Illinois in 1902, and then to Indianapolis, where Glenn Cook brought the message of Pentecost to that city in 1907. Brother Flower had accepted the message of salvation at that time, and 2 years later was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Giving up the study of law, he was ordained by the World Faith Missionary Association to the Pentecostal ministry, after which, in those early days, he was pastor of a small church in Indianapolis and at the same time editor of The Christian Evangel, comma, a weekly paper published in Plainfield, Indiana, period. He too had come to Hot Springs, for promotion had come to him from the Lord, period, new paragraph. One of the first steps of the new administration was to solidify their immediate position, period. Credentials were issued to preachers of, quotation marks, Pentecostal or apostolic faith or churches of God in Christ, close quotation mark. For convenience, those in the West and the South were to get their new credentials through Howard A. Goss at Hot Springs, Arkansas, and those of the North and the East through T.K. Leonard of Findlay, Ohio. It seems that the only requirements were, quotation mark, to tell him what kind of work you are doing, comma, whether pastor, comma, evangelist, comma, or missionary, comma, and give your home post office, close quotation mark. They were also requested to give someone who could recommend them, period. 128 had signed the original roster at Hot Springs, period. By the close of the second general council in November 1914, this number had grown to 522, with 35 states, comma, Canada, comma, and 6 foreign lands represented, period, new paragraph. Inadequate space and equipment at both Plainfield and Malvern necessitated a move to Findlay, Ohio that summer, where editors Bell and Flower carried on in the publishing of both their papers, Dash, The Word and Witness as a monthly, and The Christian Evangel as a weekly, period. Strange as it may seem, they discouraged anyone from subscribing to both because, quotation mark, the editors of both papers are the same, and it will not be profitable to take both, close quotation marks, and then place in brackets my personal comment, "Such editorial honesty we need today," close quotation marks, or rather brackets. The brethren notified all concerned that their papers were actually amalgamations of as many as 7 of the Pentecostal papers of the day. Period. As a result, they felt justified in charging $1 per year for a subscription to the weekly and 50 cents for one to the monthly. Period. By August 22, 1914, the combined circulation of these two papers was approximately 25,000 pieces per month. Because of this large circulation, these official organs were greatly used in the carrying out of another great administrative FIAT, of the Hot Springs Convention. Period. New paragraph. The need for unity and protection in their missionary endeavors had been one of the great factors in the organization of the assembly. Period. Actually, the missionary policy of this fledgling church of necessity was very sparse. Period. By the time the General Council was organized, there were a great number of missionaries already on the field. Period. These workers, in many instances, had buildings, homes, schools, etc., the support for which they received from miscellaneous letters to the folk at home, period. Many of these missionaries joined the new fellowship and then requested help. The early missionary program, up to 1917, consisted largely in publicizing the needs of the missionaries through the evangel and forwarding what money was available. Thus it was that Editor Bell wrote in the Christian Evangel, August 22, 1914, "Because of this great circulation," (25,000), "our papers are enabled to be strong agencies for the use of the missionaries, carrying the needs of the field direct to those in the homeland who have some of the large money, who in turn respond to the need and send it to us to be forwarded, which we gladly do without charging a cent for postage, cost of draft, or time consumed in taking care of this phase of the work," period. Three dots. "We therefore urge upon our readers the necessity of laying aside a portion for the missionary each week, even but a 10-cent piece," three dots. "We will gladly forward free, any sum, whether it be great or small," close quotation mark. And thus was established a policy of 100% to the field, which we still honor today, period. New paragraph. While in Finley, Brothers Bell and Flower gave some assistance to the gospel school, of which T.K. Leonard was the head. However, little seems to have been accomplished in this initial year in the furthering of the assembly's educational program. This school seems to have been, at the best, a poor attempt at education, period. D.C.O. Opperman still continued his six-week school, but they too were soon to lose their effectiveness, period. End of tape. Turn tape over. Just so that we know we haven't left out anything, I'm going to back up and read this last paragraph over. While in Finley, Brothers Bell and Flower gave some assistance to the gospel school, of which T.K. Leonard was the head, period. However, little seems to have been accomplished in this initial year in the furtherance of the assembly's educational program, period. The school seems to have been, at the best, a poor attempt at education, period. D.C.O. Opperman was still continuing his six-week school, but they too were soon to lose their effectiveness. It was to remain for a later convention to originate legislation which would provide for Central Bible Institute, the school we now have, as our headquarters school, period. New paragraph. Faced with many administrative problems and growing pains at Finley, and authorized by the Hot Springs Convention to convene another council, comma, the Executive Presbytery, through Bell and Flower, issued a call for the second General Council to meet at the Stone Church in Chicago, where Pastor R. L. Erickson had recently been appointed to the Executive Presbytery, period. This second General Council opened Sunday, November 15, 1914, and adjourned on the 29th. After a day of enrolling and approving the delegates as official members of the General Council, comma, the brethren selected their officers. Here happened one of the unexplainable phenomena of democratic elections, period. Although everyone loved him and all seemed satisfied with his work, Brother E.N. Bell failed to be reelected, but was replaced as chairman by Arch Pete Collins, also a Baptist, or former Baptist, and Light Bell from Fort Worth, Texas, period. Brother Flower was returned to office as general secretary, and two assistants were given new portfolios, colon, B.F. Lawrence as assistant secretary and D.C.O. Opperman as assistant chairman, period. It is worthy to note here, however, that E.N. Bell returned to office in the spring of 1915 and remained in one of the executive positions until his death in 1923. Brother Collins, although loved and respected, performed but few of the duties of his office and did not even appear in the opening of the next General Council, period. New paragraph. The convention increased the original executive presbytery of 12 to 16 in order that it might be more representative of the entire country, period. All the men who had served on the executive presbytery in the preceding months were returned to office, and the following men were added to that list. F. F. Bosworth, Chicago. W. F. Carruthers, Texas. George Chambers, Canada. Andrew L. Fraser, Chicago. And David McDowell, Pennsylvania, period. New paragraph. A number of far-reaching resolutions were also forthcoming here. Colon, recognition of, quotation mark, sisters visiting the General Council who are mature believers and are in cooperative fellowship with our testimony be received as advisory members of the council. Three dots, close quotation mark. For the first time, the duties and privileges of the executive presbytery were enumerated, covering such items as travel, comma, setting in order of young churches, comma, helping churches with schismatic troubles, S-C-H-I-S-M-A-T-I-C, and in general lending an encouraging hand both to the churches and the ministry, period. The sovereignty of local churches was again recognized, but the smaller churches were encouraged to seek advice from the executive presbytery, period. New paragraph. Perhaps the most far-reaching decision of the council was, quotation mark, three dots, the executive presbytery is hereby authorized to take immediate steps in securing funds through voluntary offerings, subscriptions, or the sale of non-participating stock, or in any matter pleasing to God and the executive presbytery of an amount not less than $5,000 for a publishing equipment to be owned and controlled entirely by the General Council and to be used for the glory of God, period, close quotation mark. Armed with this resolution,
the executive presbytery took action to move the Gospel Publishing House from Findlay, Ohio, to 2838 Eastern Avenue in St. Louis. Dash, a move which was accomplished in the spring of 1915. The publishing house would remain at this location until 1918, when it was moved for the final time to Springfield, Missouri. Period. New paragraph. Howard A. Gross, who had continued to issue credentials for the Assemblies of God through 1914, surrendered this service to the chairman, and the second council adjourned. Period. Perhaps as fitting a closing possible, both to that year and this article, is the resolution presented by L.C. Hall and adopted in the closing moments of the Chicago Convention. Period. Quotation mark. As a council, we hereby express our gratitude to God for his great blessing upon the movement in the past. Period. We are grateful to him for the results attending this forward movement, and we commit ourselves and the movement to him for the greatest evangelism that this world has ever seen. Period. We pledge our hearty cooperation, prayers, and help to this end. Quotation mark. Period. New paragraph. And thus 1914, that initial year of the Assemblies of God, comes to a close. Surely we, in 1954, can re-echo the sentiment of that closing resolution and add our prayer, grant it, Lord Jesus. Period. Put the word finest. Thank you. I hope your ears haven't become paralyzed by the snapping in the machine.